We're learning the laws of Birchas Hodas Hayachid, which is found in Siman Reish Tes. The requirement for an individual to thank Hashem for certain circumstances and events that transpired in their life. So the Mechaber tells us that Arba Srichim Hodos, specifically the amount of people that fall under this category, are four. And what are these four situations? Yordei Hayom, a person is by the sea, is crossing the sea, Kishe'olu Mimena, and they were able to get from one side to the next unscathed. V'holchei Midbarios, in a situation where you are traveling through the desert, in which you have the sandstorms and all the dangers. Kishe'agil Yishuv, when you finally reach to some place in which is safe. Umisha haya chole v'nisrape, a person who was sick and was healed. Umisha haya chovush v'veis hasurim v'yatsa, the person who was incarcerated, person who was in jail, v'yatsa, and finally he's freed from being in jail. So these are four situations. As one can imagine, there's a lot of halachos which are connected to them. Exactly does this apply in which situations? There's also the Piskei Tshuvos discusses that it depends on the minhag of Ashkenaz as opposed to Sephard. There are very different customs as to when they allow a bracha to be recited, which the Nusach of the bracha we're familiar with, which we recite by Kriyas HaTorah, a person will generally get an aliyah. That's something which is going to be found already in the next sif. He says, V'simanach, the mnemonic way a person could remember this particular expression, in Chol HaChaim Yodu Chasel. So, what does that mean? So, Chol HaChaim, anyone who's Chaim, has the obligation of Yodu Chasel, of acknowledging and thanking and praising Hashem. So, the word Chaim is an acronym, Rashi Tevos, of Chavush, Yisurim, Yom, and Midbar. So, the word Chaim, Ches Yud, Yud Mem, could also be four different words. Chavush, which and Yisurim, and Yom, and Midbar, are these are the four things we mentioned. Chavush, person who was incarcerated, Yisurim, who was underwent certain pain, Yom, crossed the sea, and then finally the Midbar, one who was in the wilderness. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses these at length, and we're going to just touch upon a little bit of it today. The Mishnah Berurah tells us in the event that a person who was locked up. So what does that mean? Is a person for tax evasion, a person who didn't pay their parking tickets and is put into jail, and then after a brawl, they are locked up, and the next morning they get to go to shul and say Berachas HaGomel. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that Das Magin Avram, according to the opinion of the Magin Avram, Demayri B'chovush Al Iski Nefashos Dafka. This is referring to a situation where a person was accused of something in which their life would be in jeopardy, a capital offense, in which, obviously, in this situation, you can understand the seriousness that their life was literally held in the balance, and for whatever reason they were freed, perhaps because they were falsely accused, and therefore that's certainly a reason to celebrate and to acknowledge this tremendous tova that Hashem did for you. However, Harbi Cholkim Olav, there are many that disagree with this. Again, this is something which we will touch upon as we go through these halachos a greater length. The Mishnah Berurah also discusses the question about a child. So these four things do not just happen to adults. Any of these four things could also happen to a child. The question that the Mishnah Berurah asks is the katan, is he also supposed to say this bracha? Is he supposed to say the bracha of a gomel, a chayavim tovos? Is this something which the child says? So od kosva, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's also written, the katan einu mechuyev hodos. He does not have an obligation to praise Hashem and to say this bracha. He says in brackets, "Mefil mitzvah mitzvahs chinuch." Even because of chinuch, because of maybe for chinuch education, we would institute that this child should say this bracha. So he says, "No, it's not done." And it's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos that the reason for this, and he quotes again the Magen Avraham, the logic behind it. He says, "Ki ein yochel lomer hagomel l'chayavim." It's not possible for the child to say the word which in the bracha is l'chayavim. Chayav means is something which is a chiyuv, which is an obligation. Sheradayin Einu Bar Chiyuva. This is something which a child is not. A child is not a Bar Chiyuva. A child does not have an obligation to have to do mitzvos. Chinuch is not a deraisa Torah obligation. And therefore, for that reason, it would not be true to the actual words that we're asking this child to say. He says, also, v'gam ha'av lo yavarech ha'gomel al b'no. He says that the father would also not say this bracha on behalf of his child, quoting the Shari Ephraim. The Mishnah Berurah then discusses the idea of women, which is certainly another lengthy discussion, but I'll just share with you one thought of the Mishnah Berurah, and then we can discuss this at a greater length throughout the rest of the siman. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'gam noshim." When it comes to women, these things could happen as well. Minhag ha'olam. This is the language of the Mishnah Berurah, the custom of the world that we live in. Shein mevarchin bracha zu. That women do not say this bracha. They do not bench gomel. Because ro hachronim hatam. So why not? What's the difference? They don't have a chiyuv to acknowledge the wonders and the tremendous things that happen to them in their lives. So the Achronim say the reason. This is what the Mishnah Berurah says. I'm just reading the words. Mishum de seder bracha zu hu b'tnei asara. We know that this bracha is not just said quietly to ourselves in the middle of our davening. It's something in which is done publicly with a quorum b'tnei asara in front of 10. Oh. He says v'lav orach aral isha. That's not considered to be the orach ara, the proper way for a woman to stand up in front of 10 to say this bracha. However, Yesha Kasu says that there are those that that write, there are those that say, including the Eliyahu Rabba and the Chayadam, they give an etza. And he says as follows, V'kol makom nochon hu shetevarech b'tnei asara. Since you do need 10 people, so let them gather 10 people. Al kol panim b'tnei Bifnei noshim v'ish echad, which means let them have 10 women, and among those 10 women there'll be a token guy that will be there as well. And for some reason that would be a way that they would be able to bench gomel. And just to conclude, this is a lot of different thoughts that were just to open up this whole discussion of benching gomel. The Piskei Tshuva says v'eitza zu shetevarech bifnei asara anoshim v'ish echad. He says this whole idea of having this woman benching gomel in front of 10 women and one guy, the whole one guy is also interesting. This is not something in which was really accepted at all. He says, because we're concerned of the following opinion, that you actually need 10, when it says 10, it means 10 just like a minion for Kaddish, 10 for Kedusha. We need 10 also for Berachas HaGomel. There are those opinions that say it's required to bench Gomel only in the event that you have a minion. The Nashim Einam B'chalal Zeh, obviously we know for whatever reason that women are not considered to be part of this category, as the Gemara says in Brachos Amen Hei, Me'a Nashi Ketre Gavri Damyan. That 100 women, they're comparable to 2 men. Doesn't mean that they are on the same caliber as 2 men. 100, probably the opposite way around when it comes to actually discussing other things. But when it comes to a minion, they do not have the capacity to be able to make a quorum. And therefore, for this reason, the Piskei Tshuva says that this Eitza that was presented by the Eliyahu Rabba and the Chai Adam is not something which we accept. And therefore, for that reason, the fact that they would gather 10 women would not be accepted. Rather, perhaps, as we cited already in the Mishnah Berurah, that women will not bench gomel, or perhaps, as we'll discuss later, there are other etzos that they can do so that they will be able to participate in this bracha.